Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I'll return shortly with today's guest, Mary Coble, at Mary's Quilt Shop, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Jeannie Mallow, Executive Director of Your Safe Haven, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
At Homewood at Springhouse Estates, Independence Day is every day. Executive Director Mary Grattan says new cottages are coming.
We have 11 new cottages that are being built in the lower part of Homewood. It's for independent living, so you just come in, move in, and you get all the services that you would on the main campus area.
Visit Homewood at Springhouse Estates today and see what's new, or call them anytime at 623-0349. For Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day.
This is Steve McNamara of Bedford County Veterans. Let's head back to Bedford County Speaks right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Ever been to a quilt shop? Well, you have, but I haven't. And this is the first time I've ever been to a quilt shop. And this is not just any quilt shop. This is the quilt shop in Bedford. And our guest this morning is Mary's Quilt Shop, Mary Coble. Mary, I want to thank you very much for letting us reside in your beautiful kitchen here. Now, you told me about this room is part of something called what?
It's called Mary's Quilt Retreat, and we have 16 beds, 4.5 baths, living room, kitchen, and a sewing room that goes the whole length of our quilt shop. So it's quite large.
This is magnificent. It looks like a bed and breakfast or something. It's just
It is similar to that. We do not give you breakfast, but if you'd like to have breakfast, you can have it arranged. We have chefs who will help you and store and restaurants that will come in.
So if you have enough money, you'll have people delivered here from Bedford Springs,
yes,
right?
We do. Okay, yes, we do. We can even give you one of the chefs if you like.
Okay, good. Well, Mary is a delight. We kind of met Mary indirectly through my bride. The Garden Club recently had a major event inside Mary's shop just a week or two ago, and it was very impressive. They had people streaming in here, and Mary got to show off her quilts, and the Garden Club got to show off what they were doing, and there was cookies involved and all this other stuff, and I'll tell you about that some other time. But I wanted to come and meet Mary because I love talking to some of the Shakers here in Bedford, and she has really restored this absolutely magnificent building, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But Mary, you have a very interesting history. You are a California girl, as almost like a song, right? And you're even a blonde. So you're a blonde California girl in Bedford.
That's
How on earth did you get here?
Well, I met my husband in California. My husband's from Ebensburg, Pennsylvania. He joined the Marines. Of course, the Marines are based in California. My brother was a Marine, and he brought him home for the weekend one time, and I guess I could say I kept him.
So you came from California, and you told me you came by a circuitous route. Ebensburg, Indiana, and then somehow
to Bedford.
Bedford.
Actually, to Shellsburg.
Shellsburg.
My husband likes buildings. He was at auction one day, and a friend of his said, I own a church. So what he did is he went to look at this church. It was an empty building, not in very good condition, but that's the way we like them. And he said, my husband said, if you'd like to sell it someday, I'd be interested. We got the phone call. We came and looked at it. I said, I'm not sure if it's for me or not. So my husband said, I'm going to buy it anyway. I'm going to go ahead and fix it, and maybe we'll sell it. The more he worked on it, the more I fell in love with it. So we moved here in 1999.
You know, I've heard of people. Well, that seemed to me think the last time I heard anybody living in a church was Alice's Restaurant.
I hear that a lot. I really do. And I'd like to say that the Garden Club actually had a tour of our house
they
in
did.
2000.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to call you Alice's Restaurant, but it's, you know, that's what I could think of. Of course, you have to be of a certain age to even know what I'm talking about. Our guest is Mary Coble. She is the proprietor of Mary's Quilt Shop right here on Pitt Street in Bedford. So you have arrived And you've been in the antique business for a long time.
Over 45 years.
So tell me about that. Did you travel over the country for that?
We do, and we're very lucky that we can live in Pennsylvania and travel all over the world. The reason we live here is that we have a beautiful home, but we travel to sell our product.
I see.
So we sell antique quilts all over the world. We go to Japan, France, Australia, selling our product.
Is there an online presence today for this stuff, or you have to do it?
There is, yes.
Actually, we
have a website, MaryCovoAntiqueQuilts.com. Yeah.
But is it better in person to do this?
It's much better, yeah, because once they learn who you are and your personality, then you will go back time and time again to buy from that person. There's many quilt dealers, as we're called, who do shows all over, but once you have a connection with them, you generally stay with that person.
So every business and every enterprise has a coterie of people that all know each other. So I'm assuming it's the same in the antique quilt business.
It is. And basically we all know each other. It's amazing. Yeah. My husband was traveling last summer with our grandson, and he was at a state park in Utah, and they said, a man's going to come and have a conversation with you about the park. The man came in. He said, I'm an antique dealer. My husband said, oh, I'm an antique dealer. And he said, oh, do you know Chuck? And he said, yeah, Chuck, we buy and sell quilts
Everybody
to each
Chuck,
other.
Right?
So yes, we all know each other.
So it's the same goes for the buyers of this stuff, where people often come back and, I mean, for example, I'm a ham radio operator. So all the ham radio operator vendors know all the ham radio operators because it's a small community, relatively speaking.
Yes.
So I'm assuming it would be the same.
It's
this.
The same with us. We all know each other. We know who went to what auction, what they bought, what they paid for it. And we work from there.
I can understand why you go to Europe, but Japan is interesting. Why would you go to the Orient for this?
Because the Japanese people really like American quilts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And are there quilt shows?
Yes, we did a quilt show in Tokyo at the Tokyo Dome Hotel. Mm-hmm. And it was 9 days long.
Yeah.
2 days set up.
Yeah.
It took 2 days to get there, 2 days to get home. So we were gone approximately 14 to 15 days. Mm-hmm. And we love the Japanese people. We had a great time there. Their economy wasn't so good a few years ago, so we did quit going. But we still have contact with all of our Japanese friends, and they actually come to Houston, Texas, and visit us there.
Now, this isn't as far, but it's just as exciting. You told me before we went on the air that you also make journeys to New York City.
Yes.
And I guess there are quilt shows. Of course, there's everything in New York City. So quilt shows in New York City, are they significant?
They are, but basically that's not why I go to New York anymore.
I
design quilting fabric, so that's why I go to New York. My company that I work for is in New York.
Gotcha.
I drive in the morning, do my work, spend the night in New York, or drive home that evening.
Now, is this related at all to the garment district of New York? Or is it
no, it
not?
Isn't.
It's just something that quilts are a separate thing. Okay, well, you're listening to certainly an expert on quilts, and Mary is with us here from Mary's Quilt Shop today. And if you haven't seen this place, it's a lovely building. I want you to tell me a little bit about this building itself. Did you jazz it up, or was it already done when you got here?
No, it was actually the Hurry Sundown. So if you people know about the Hurry,
what was it called?
Hurry Sundown, it was
that?
A bar.
A bar, huh?
Yes, actually a biker bar.
A biker bar. Would they ride the bikes up the stairways or what?
No, but they parked outside.
Oh, my word.
I had never been into the bar, basically. My husband, as I said, loves buildings.
Right.
And he always said, someday I'm going to buy that building.
Mm.
Well, one day he did. And what he said to me is, it's way larger than I thought it was. You need to open a quilt shop.
I
said, 40 years ago, I wanted to open a quilt shop. So I did. And I'm very happy having a quilt shop.
Yeah.
I always thought that it was going to be, at my age, a little too much, but I'm enjoying it.
So you have the quilt shop, and you have Mary's Retreat, which we are
seeing
on the second floor.
The quilt retreat is actually in the courtyard.
I see.
And if you come, I'll be glad to show you the building. We have a brick wall that's an L-shaped. The courtyard was built in, and it was not in very good condition. So my husband said, we'll redo it. He moved in from both buildings next to us. And the retreat is all completely brand new.
Now, the courtyard, is this something outside or
Yes.
So it's not part of the inside?
No, it was a courtyard, and they built it in.
I see.
The building was built in 1814. It was a one-family home, quite elegant. And when he tore down the walls, he did find the balconies that went over the courtyard.
Now, have you learned anything about the original builder of the house?
We have. I don't have that information with me.
I mean, was it someone important here in Bedford? Obviously, it's a big house.
Yes.
Somebody important.
It was. I can give you a list of all the people who lived here.
Right.
Actually, the Anderson house was built by the same builder.
Oh, really?
And the houses are almost exactly the same in the interior. And actually, if you were to go to the basement, which isn't my favorite thing to do, but the stones are enormous down there. So the foundation for this building, and it is completely underneath the whole structure, is a basement, and it's all stone.
Well, for the benefit of anyone listening, I want to explain that we're in this magnificent house. When I looked at it, I said, well, it's a big kind of federal-looking kind of building. There's a brick on the outside, as Mary mentioned, a stone foundation. But they had this sweeping, gone-with-the-wind kind of stairway that goes up to the second floor. And you have an occupied third floor, do you not?
Yes.
Up there.
The attic has... Well, the attic is part of the retreat. There are four beds and a bathroom up there. And each room, when you come, what we call the master bedroom, because it is on this first floor, has three beds and a bath. The second floor has four bedrooms and two baths. And the attic has one bedroom and a bath.
So if I want to invite my relatives to Bedford, I can call you up and you can put them up for a few nights.
Yes, we can. We actually rent for reunions. Weddings. The wedding does not take place here, but the families come and stay, and then we also have the bridal party that stays here.
You put people up for fall foliage?
Yes, we do.
I bet you're busy then.
It is, and it's very nice because you can walk all over town, come back, put your feet up.
Well, when you said that's the hook, you know, you don't have to drive anywhere. You can literally walk here from where you're doing the fall foliage. Well, when we come back, we're going to learn now specifically about what Mary actually does here in her quilt shop. And I'm dying to hear about it. I looked at your website, Mary, and I saw all the pictures of the antique quilts. So I need you to explain this to me because some have funny names. And I want you to explain what that's about when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. We hope you're enjoying this week's Bedford County Speaks. We're pleased to sponsor this community effort every week. Sometimes people ask us how we do business. Well, it's simple. When a family firm like us has been around for over 100 years, you learn a lot. For example, we know you don't care for haggling, so instead, we discount our vehicles up front to remove all the guessing. We also pay our sales consultants on volume rather than on the price of the car or truck. That way, everyone works to get you the vehicle you want instead of the one we may want to sell you. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru offers transparent financing with protection options to fit your budget. In addition, when you buy a car or truck from us, you get free state inspections for life, free car washes for life, and great warranties, which remove all the worry. And we'll even buy your trade for cash. So stop by our showroom today and check out our beautiful supply of Chevrolet cars, tough Chevy trucks, and those fabulous worry-free Subarus. That's the Thomas Promise. To learn more, visit us on Route 220 or thomaschevrolet.com.
This is Dorothy Krupa, the park manager of Shawnee and Blue Knob State Parks, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
Well, we've rejoined you at Mary's Quilt Shop here on Pitt Street, and this place is located very close to the intersection of Pitt and Juliana. Pretty easy to find. What you do is you come down Juliana, turn left, and knock on the door. Pretty much it. And it's got a great big sign out front that tells you it's Mary's Quilt Shop, and our guest today is Mary Koval. And I want to remind you today that our program is brought to you in part by my notes, which I promptly lost here, the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, who proudly supports and celebrates the business community of Bedford County region. To learn more, just visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. And everyone over there does a super duper job. And they're going to have a promotion coming up at the Anderson House, which we're going to talk to you in a little bit in a minute. Also, I want to remind you that is also brought to you by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, which where we say that Independence Day is every day. and also by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right on Route 220 North here in Bedford. And we want to thank everyone over at Thomas Chevrolet, especially Mark Thomas, for sponsoring this program as a public service to everyone here in Bedford. As I mentioned, our guest is Mary of Mary's Quilt Shop. Okay, so quilts. You go to a store, regular store, not a cool place like this, regular store, and you say, I want a quilt, and they show you a quilt, which is probably made in a foreign country, I would guess.
Yes.
And if you go to Walmart, everything's made in a foreign country, so...
Okay. Yes.
But here, you get the real deal. If you go to a quilt that's made in a foreign country here, you probably went to the foreign country to get it, didn't you?
Yes, we do have quilts here from England and France.
Right. Yes. So, tell me what a quilt really is. I'm not playing stupid. I literally don't know. All I know about quilts is that every so often you read something in the paper, hear something on the radio that ladies are going out to make a quilt for some event. They're going to make it about for the fire company or something. And they take squares of things and sew them together. That's all I know about quilts. So you, the expert, need to explain to me what a quilt is. And where did it start? Is it very old?
Yes, quilting actually was in the Egyptian time.
Oh, boy.
Actually, we have found, not me personally, because I'm not old enough, but we have found log cabin quilts wrapped around mummies. But quilting was actually done for clothing early on. The knights had clothing on that was quilted to keep them with warmth. Mm-hmm. So yes, quilting has been around for a very long time.
Well, how's a quilt made? Is your stuff in between? I mean, how's that work?
Okay, a quilt is basically three layers.
Okay.
You have a top, a bottom, and a batting. It's generally not a quilt unless it has those three layers. There are different types of quilt. You can have a hap, which is a top, a bottom, batting, and tied knots. That is not a quilt. That's called a hap.
Oh.
A quilt should be quilted, and quilted can be either done by machine or hand. Over the last 25 years, quilts have been quilted by machines, and they have actually gotten a lot of good advertisement for that. You can get a lot more done. You can get it done faster. But I have a quilt from my grandmother that was done in 1930 that I found after her death, and it says, this quilt was made by mother and I, sent away to be quilted, $7.50. So machine quilting's been going on a long time. I also have a quilt from 1860 that is all machine quilted, and it was done in little pieces, or small pieces, and then put together after it was quilted because it was all done on a treadle sewing machine. So machine quilting has been around for a long time. Most people think that if it isn't hand quilted, it isn't a quilt, and that isn't necessarily true.
I've been to this wonderful sewing shop up in Cessna where they have these sewing machines.
Yes.
That look like something out of IBM. They have
yes.
this huge computer thing.
Used to
and,
be.
And they show you a thing on the screen, and then it goes boogity, boogity, boog, and all of a sudden.
It quilts all by itself.
It quilts
itself.
Yes. I mean, so does that kind of take away the romance for you to have that?
Well, it depends on who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that is very good if I want to do something very difficult. And I personally don't do any long arm quilting, and it's called long arm because the arm on a sewing machine.
I see. I got you. Right.
But the wider it is, the more you can do. A small sewing machine for home only has a small arm in it, so you can't do a lot of quilting.
There's not enough room to shove everything
exactly,
in there. Right.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
So it all depends on what you want to do. I've had ladies who have done the most exquisite work, and I shouldn't say ladies because I've had men too, do exquisite quilting all, we call that freehand. And it is just as beautiful as the computer work. But it all depends on what you want.
Years ago, the township we lived in at the time had their 300th anniversary. And the ladies of the township got together, and they put a quilt together. And each piece, what's that? Is there a name for the piece? The
quilt block.
Quilt block. They put an image of something that people would recognize from the township, an old house or a tree or a farm or something. And this quilt got bigger and bigger because everybody came in the room and added these quilt blocks to it. So is that a common way to make a quilt for ceremonial reasons? They have it hanging up on the wall now in the township building.
Yes, it is. You can also do that if you're making a quilt for your bed. It all depends on what you... You might start with a little wall hanging, then say, oh, I'm going to add this, I'm going to add that, and your quilt just grows and grows because you're excited about what you're doing to it. But what you call it a ceremonial quilt, those are very, very sought-after things. They're quilts that were made for special things.
I see.
My friends and I made a quilt for Flight 93, and they sold Chances on it. Right. It raised $7,500.
Was a one-of-a-kind.
That was a one-of-a-kind.
So this is interesting. And an antique dealer once told me that common things that are reduced in number become more valuable, or something like that.
Yes.
So you have a common thing, but it was already reduced in number. So maybe 100 years from now, that Flight 93 quilt will become considerably valuable.
Yes. Right?
Because it's one.
And the exciting thing is a lady from Somerset won it.
Oh, that is
so
exciting.
It was really nice.
Yeah. So how do you rate an antique quilt? For example, if we have one from 100 years ago, would it mean because of its age or some event that's tied to it or both? How's that work?
I would say both. But basically, when my husband and I started buying and selling antique quilts, we came up with a rating system.
Oh.
How to... figure out how much we should pay for a quilt. And not everybody understands that quilting isn't first. Quilting can be the one of the last things to look at because color is more important, pattern is more important. We once owned two quilts made by the same lady. One was blue and white, one was red and white. They were exactly the same except for color, and the blue and white sold first. The blue and white was more usable in most homes. Not everyone loves blue and white, but in the quilting world, blue and white quilts are one of the first ones to be sold.
All I know about coverlets is that they are very well made or antique bedspreads.
Yes.
So that has nothing to do with quilting because it doesn't have the batting and the kind of thing you're
Correct.
Talking about, right?
And when people come in the store, and I encourage them to go to the coverlet museum because it's the most exciting place, the color, the prints, the patterns. Mm-hmm. But when I explain it, I say, coverlets are woven yarn.
Oh.
Fabric is woven thread and printed on.
I see.
So that's the difference.
That is the difference. Mm-hmm. I see. So yarn meaning something that they've run off a spinning wheel or something around
It's been manufactured. Yes.
Right.
But your thread is also on a spinning wheel.
Yeah, but the thread obviously is thin,
much thinner
compared to this.
So if you want to know the difference between a coverlet and quilts, it's basically that's a heavier yarn, and the quilts are made with thread. Don't have to be quilted to be called quilts.
See what you learn on Bedford County Speaks? I mean, is this something or what? Our guest is Mary Koval. She's of Mary's Quilt Shop right here on Pitt Street. And we have this wealth of information right under your nose here in Bedford. One of the reasons I love doing this program so much. I really learned some interesting things. Now, all right, we're in your retreat dining room or whatever it is, and I see quilts on the wall.
Yes.
So was that quilt, which is a relatively small, what, about 3 feet by 4 feet?
That is what
like that?
We would call a wall hanging.
A wall hanging, okay.
Yes. And that quilt was made, I designed quilting fabric, and I first started designing quilting fabric in 1999.
Okay.
This was done in 2004. I had good friends in Haldaysburg who, when my fabric comes, I generally get a small piece of fabric called a sample. Mm-hmm. And what I had is a sample. These are all the fabrics that are in that collection.
Boy.
And one of the girls said, I can't stay and help you. Just give me some scraps. I'll take them home. And this is what she brought back.
That's pretty good for scraps.
All right.
This is radio, but I'm going to try to do this for you. This quilt is a rectangular, and it's got, I don't know, 20 different designs that are repeated throughout the quilt with a great big kind of cross in the middle, but not a cross, but a cross in the middle. And the designs are repeated there with different shapes like trapezoids and triangles and squares. So my question to you, Mary, is to make one of these little blocks, you do that separately and then it's sewn into the quilt?
What you do is you have your yardage fabric, you decide what patterns you want to make, and then you cut it appropriately, and then you put it all back together. And let me explain as best I can what he just said.
Right.
These are 20 block blocks, quilt blocks. So there are 20 blocks in the four squares. Dividing the four squares are a flying geese pattern. in the intersection, which most people don't know, but once you see it, in the intersection of the flying geese, there is a pinwheel with an Ohio star, and the border is all done with sawtooth.
So you can look at this thing for several days and find new things in it.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, because I think that's what any good work of art does.
Yes. And quilt has actually gone off the bed to the wall.
Right.
And it has been doing that for years. And what we try to show you here, I'm a little bit different because I only sell my fabric in my store. Mm-hmm. So you can buy my fabric anywhere in the world.
Right.
But to see just Mary's fabrics, you come here. So all of our quilts are different. We're doing patterns just for Mary's Quilt Shop. We've had a flag pattern that we've sold since the day we opened. And we have just run out of one fabric. And what I do is request all my friends, should you find that fabric, call me. I'll give you retail price for it. I have to have this fabric for the border. And we have changed a few.
I see.
So when you make a quilt, it sounds silly, but you look at the fabric, you fall in love with the fabric, and then you cut it all up and you make different things.
Well, one of the things that kind of struck me when I'm looking at the quilt, especially where you have downstairs in your shop itself, is what a magnificent wedding gift it would make.
We do make wedding quilts.
Because young women don't get this stuff anymore. It used to be traditional.
Yes.
And now they get stuff that comes out of a store or a pot or something. But a quilt, to me, would be a very personal gift. Has that been your experience?
Yes. In fact, we just finished one for a couple. And she wanted first she came in and she wanted a quilt. So I said, well, tell me about your day. Tell me what you're going to do, what you're going to have, what colors are in your wedding. So we used the colors of the wedding. We had her give us things from the shower and things from the wedding shower and from the reception. So we have pieces of the bridesmaid's dress.
Oh, jeez.
And what we did is she wanted a crazy quilt, a crazy heart. Mm-hmm. So we made a large heart, and in that heart were the table runners, the ribbons that went around the candles, the bridesmaids' dresses, and the groomsmen were all in gray with tuxes with bow ties. So we made bow tie blocks to go around it. So it was very personable to her.
Right.
And if you don't know those things, it's still a beautiful quilt. But for her, when she looks at it, she knows what every piece is about. We also put their graduation from veterinary school cap fabric in it, because they met in veterinary school and they graduated together. So we took their cap.
Well, that's a very, very personal gift. And do you ever write a provenance for these quilts?
Yes, we do.
About what's in it?
Yes, we do.
Well, we're out of time. I've just enjoyed this immensely. You are really an energetic provider of information about quilts. If you want to learn more about Mary's Quilt Shop, you have a website. Tell us about your website.
Yes, we do. It's Mary Covo Antique Quilts, because my husband and I have been doing that for over 45 years.
Okay.
You can also go on Facebook under Mary's Quilt Shop and come into the store.
Give
us a call.
What's your phone number?
Our phone number is 814-310-2278. Okay. During the winter, we're closed Tuesday, Wednesdays, but during the summer, we're open 7 days a week.
And if you forgot all that, just call the radio station. We'll tell you and we'll fill you in on everything. Mary, you've been a delight. Thank you so much for
taking
the time.
Well, thank you, Lloyd. It was nice to meet you.
To talk to us, and I'll have to come back and learn more about this, because one of the things I love doing about this program is I learn things I've never learned otherwise. It's one of the reasons I really enjoy this. You've been super. Thank you very, very much. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I look forward to joining you next time, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD. If you would like to hear this program again, visit bedfordcountyspeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, bedfordcountyspeaks.com, for contact information. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.